Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome to another episode of WP Coffee Talk, where I get to talk to my WordPress friends, old and new, about WordPress and what they do in the community. So tonight I am talking to one of my, excuse the term, Ben, but oldest WordPress friends, my original WordPress friends, Ben Dunkel. How are you tonight?
Great. How about you?
I'm doing really well, thanks. I'm excited to have you on the show. You're one of the first people that I saw at a WordCamp ever, as you stood up and told us what was going to happen for the day at the morning announcements or whatever the opening remarks, I guess is the right term. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's somebody who must be like really famous in WordPress because he's like talking to all of us. So, and now after all these years, I count you as one of my friends. So it's great to have you here. Thanks so much for being here. I would love to tell me a little bit about, you know, introduce yourself. Tell us, you know, I already said your name, but tell us what you do for a living, what you do with WordPress, and kind of give us the Ben Dunkel introduction.
Okay. I live in Buffalo, New York, and I teach college at Canisius College. It's my full-time job, but I do also a lot of work with WordPress. I make a lot of WordPress websites. I help people with their WordPress websites. I have a plugin that I work on for WordPress. I run WordCamps. I run WordPress meetups. I attend a lot of WordPress events. So a good deal of my time is spent in and around WordPress ecosystem. But other than that, the teaching, I teach graphic design. I teach web design. I also make a lot of artwork. I do a lot of drawings and little paintings. And then I do a lot of digital art. I make fonts and icons, illustrations, and that sort of thing.
Tell us a little bit about the icons that you've made for WordPress.
Sure. Those came around in 2008. There was a contest to award it was just an open sourcing of the design of the interface rehaul. So they basically said there's a need for icons in the dashboard. And right now WordPress doesn't have any because it's just all text. And it was, you know, a major overhaul between, I think it was version 2.6 to 2.7. And if you look at past versions, you'll see the big difference that happened there. And then the newer version featured icons, iconography to identify the different parts of the dashboard. So they wanted to have a unique icon set and to let somebody in the community design it. So when I heard about the contest, I thought, well, I'll definitely enter the contest, see what happens. And so I made the icons, submitted them, and they voted on them, like the community voted. And there were actually two sets that were awarded the top award, and then mine was one of them. So the other one was available as a secondary set. And then after that, the kind of job of maintaining the icons, making new ones if they had to introduce a new feature, or a lot of plugin authors would contact me and ask for an icon custom made for their plugins. And so that was a big a lot of time spent making icons, fixing up icons. When the resolution became too low, we had to do them in 32. They started off at 16 by 16, and I had to up-res them to 32. And then 64, I think, at one point. And eventually, it got to be too hard to deal with, so we switched the icons to a flat set. And that was in WordPress 3.0, but it might have been 3.1 or 2. Can't remember. But that was another complete overhaul of the interface, where the icons and the general look and feel became much more flat, is the term. So that's been my thing. And then since then, I've been contributing to the maintenance of the flat icons. It's a font called Dash Icons. They need to be maintained and updated when we need new ones. And so I do help out with that. And that's really what I've been doing with the icons.
That's really awesome. So your name is forever associated as part of the history of WordPress.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's really cool. Yeah. I don't think mine is anywhere in there yet, but I'm working on it. You never know.
Well, you are. That's you.
Well, not in the official
I'll dig around and find it.
websites and things. Yeah, exactly. Someday I'll make my mark.
Yeah.
I like to think my mark's other places, though.
No, so it's already been made, so.
It's all good.
We're good.
So I ask everybody to show me their mug. So show me the mug you've got with you today.
Yeah. I have a lot of really cool mugs, but this one is probably my favorite. It's just a mug that my brother-in-law's father, he's a potter. He was always an engineer and he worked with metal. He owned a machine shop, but then after he retired, he started getting into pottery. And this is one of his mugs. So he's really, really precise. Like everything about this, probably not going to be too clear.
But is it green?
The perfect mug. You know, it's like the shape of it and the weight. Of everything about it is like you can tell somebody he's Swiss. So he's like everything is just. Has to be just right. So that's my favorite mug. One of my favorites. I've got a lot more, actually. If I had my whole group, which are over in my other office, I might have picked a different one. But this one's probably, even out of those, my favorite.
It looks like it holds a lot of coffee, too.
It did, but then I drank it. But there's still a couple of dribbles left in there.
Yeah. Well, I'm reusing some of my mugs. I don't have enough to have one for every single week of my show, but so I've got my WordCamp Hamilton 2018 mug today.
Oh, and I've got that. That's it, in my other office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this.
2019 one.
Oh yeah, the ones that we just got a couple weeks ago. Those are really cool too. I drank all my coffee as well, but what I love about this one is the dark inside versus the light outside. It's just kind of cool. Plus, you can't tell there's stains in the bottom, so it always feels like a clean cup.
Yeah, right. If it's black inside, yeah, you don't have to worry about, like, if you can't see it, it's not there.
Exactly. Hey, there are no germs because, I can't see them either. That's awesome. So you are one of the earliest adopters of all my WordPress friends that I know because, I mean, you're talking, like, 2.0 and things like that. And, you know, I have not been in WordPress as long as you have. So tell us how you got started with WordPress because I love ever hearing everybody's origin stories about, like, how they kind of found their way in.
Yeah, sure. Well, I've been doing web development, web coding. It's hard to say what web development really is, but I've been making websites since the 90s. And I started getting into PHP in the early 2000s and trying to see if there was ways to streamline making a website so that it wasn't just a bunch of flat files. And then I came across a few different tools. One of them was WordPress or BB. What was it called back then? It was Cafe Press. And then there was a few others, and I was just tinkering really more or less. I had my own kind of templating system where I would use includes and variables to like kind of speed up the process of making a website. But when I first really opened my eyes to it was I had a student who was just a brilliant student who he was in my advanced web class, and he built the website that he was assigned to do. He built it using WordPress. And I was like, how did you build it with WordPress? WordPress is a blogging tool. You know, where's the blog going to go? And he's like, it doesn't have to be a blogging tool. You can you can make it look however you want. And you can, you know, leverage the admin area as a way to, you know, enable your client to maintain their site, you know, update their site and so on. So that got me really interested. So, and that was probably 05, 06 maybe. I really dug my heels in and got into WordPress at that point. I installed it, started playing with it, and I may have made a site or two with it. But then I started getting more and more aware of how the growth was really starting there. And it was starting to emerge from all those other tools. So I started following it and keeping track, and then didn't really get involved with the community. Actually, the first time I got involved with the community was when I posted a post on my blog that said, let's do a Buffalo WordPress meetup group. I don't even know if I called it meetup group, but, and then Andy Staple read the blog somehow. And so he emailed me and said, yeah, let's do it. So I met Andy at that point. It was on Hurdle in like a cafe. And there was like two other people there. They were like equally crazy about it. And I don't even know where they ended up, but we did that a couple times. And then after that, I was like, well, let's just, you know, see if we can get more people involved. So we started promoting it, trying to get, you know, people know that there was a meetup group. We were doing it once a month. And we just kept doing it. That was like in 08. And we kept doing it. 2012 came around. we decided to do a WordCamp, applied for that, got that. That was our first WordCamp. And we've done five, maybe six so far, 2012, 13, 14, 16, 17, and 18, six. We just did our sixth WordCamp. So, and no, yeah, 2019, seventh. I can't believe it. We have done seven. It's hard to believe, but I guess we have. So yeah, yeah. That's my story of, in a nutshell.
I love it. And like I said, I met you at my first ever WordCamp, which I think was 2014. I showed up in my Facebook like memories the other day, the mm-hmm. picture of my badge I took with my phone. And and I liked, I know I've told you the story before, but I actually posted on Facebook how excited I was to go to my first WordPress camp. I didn't even know like what to call it. I was like, I'm at WordPress camp, you know. Yeah. So, yeah. And from there, I was like, that was so cool. I went to Toronto. The mm-hmm. next year, I went to WordCamp US and I applied to speak at WordCamp Buffalo the next year. And you guys were like, yeah, do you want to also help us organize it?
Yeah, right. I know. It's we are not very good at organizing, and you probably know that. But we are, you know, we meaning basically me and Andy. And then along came Ron Brennan, who's been really helpful with us with that. And a few other people hop in on the organization thing. So yeah, that's been, I think, the hardest part about work for me about the WordPress community is like, I always feel bad that I'm not better at, you know, growing the community here in Buffalo, but it's really because I'm not a very good promoter or organizer and that sort of thing, but I try, so.
I don't know. I think you have steady people involved. You've got people in your Slack group.
Yeah.
I think you've done a good job for sure. Now, when you're teaching people, you're teaching students, and then you're also helping people out in the meetup, and at WordCamps and things like that. When you think about looking at the sites that you've seen and instruction, what are some of the things you think that sometimes people don't necessarily focus on that they should, and things that you tell your students particularly don't forget to include, you know, X, Y, Z? What are some of the things that you think we need to pay more attention to?
Yeah, I think there's like a feeling when you finish a website that you're done, and that becomes like the worst attitude you can take. It's like, you know, everybody thinks that if it's digital, it's permanent, you know, like, so as soon as you do your website, it's like, I'm all done. It's a website, so it'll be here forever. And then you go back to it a few days or, you know, a few hours later, and there's just something wrong. It's incredible how fast digital stuff decays. Like, it's, you know, you think paper, that can yellow and get brittle or burn or whatever. So the paper's not permanent, but it's actually more permanent than I find like your website, because your website is just so in the wild, and there's so many things just trying to, not just intentionally progress is happening, but also, you know, maliciously with robots and viruses that are trying to hack into it, that it just becomes this like child that you have to raise, you know, you have to like, you maintain it like a garden or something. And if you don't, and most people don't, they just don't want to be done with it. It's like a milestone, it's over. I need to work on something else now. That website was my job for 2 months or 2 years. I finished it. Now I can do something that I really wanted to do. And the website just get abandoned. So
that's really good advice. And if you don't think that the scenery of WordPress changes quickly, log out of your site, log back in 4 hours later and see how many plugins need to be updated. Because it's constant, absolutely. Uh-huh. No, that's actually really, really good advice. Yeah. What's something, and you've been involved a long time now, but what's something that you have learned over the years that you wish you'd known when you first got started with web design or WordPress in particular?
I wish that I had, from the start, had a better foundation of like, a good environment for, you know, an optimal environment, like had a good relationship with like a hosting company or, if I had a chance to think more about this, I probably had a better answer. Something I wish I knew. I guess.
It's harder to answer when you've been involved with it over the years, like you have, because you've seen it adjust and change.
Yeah. I guess like one thing I always feel like I could have done better was be more open-minded about what kind of work I was making. Like, you know, having very tunnel vision about the way to get something done is counterproductive, and it ends up hurting. It can end up hurting you quite a bit if you're not open to, somebody might suggest something that you just think is hogwash, like, oh, you should use this plugin. And you're like, come on, that's, yeah, everyone knows that plugin sucks. And that attitude is just so easy to fall into. And I've tried, I think, over time to become less and less like that, but I probably was a lot more, I don't know, just like closed-minded about the way things were supposed to get done and how things were supposed to, not just function, but also like look. Like, yeah, you don't want to put that on your website. Don't do that. It was just so much don't do this, don't do that, that I wish I try not to do more and more, but I probably did a lot in the beginning.
Well, it's like, you know, back in the day, even 4 or 5 years ago, everybody would say, oh, don't use Jetpack, it bloats your site. Well, that may or may not be true anymore, depending on how you use it and that kind of thing. So letting go of some of those preconceived ideas, because things do grow and change.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right on.
Absolutely. Like, there was a time in my life I thought nothing was going to be better than Hotmail.
Yeah.
Or Yahoo Mail, you know, and now it's all Gmail. So.
Yeah, I had Hotmail. Yeah. I remember Facebook came out and you could only get on Facebook if you had an EDU account. And I was like, hey, great. I'm at college. I have an EDU account.
So I felt, me too.
You know, I was an insider, but now anybody can get in.
Yeah. I was one of those people. I worked for University of Rochester at the time. And I was like, ooh, I can get in on this.
I know. Yeah. I felt all special.
It felt exclusive, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like we were special club. That was fun. Yeah. And now it's like, oh, you only have to be 13 and you can lie about that. It doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Back to WordPress. When you think over all of the different WordCamps you've been to and the different meetups you've been to, the people you've heard speak, the opportunities you've had to speak, and I know you've been to WordCamp US's, and you and I have been at a bunch of different camps together and separately. Mm-hmm. I think I was surprised. I walked into WordCamp Pittsburgh, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's Ben and Andy, you know, kind of thing. It's like,
that's right.
But it was like, I didn't know you were going to be here. But when you think back over all the different talks you've heard and given and people you've run into and just, you know, the whole experience, what's something or two somethings, whatever, that kind of rise up for you as being like, you know, monumental moments or aha moments or just, wow, that was really cool?
Really memorable one last year, maybe 2 years ago, WordCamp Europe. And I have to look up his name again, but he did a talk on CSS Grid in France, WordCamp Paris. And it was just so well done and eye-opening that I love learning about code, like new ways of code and how code's changing and evolving. And like, it really inspired me to kind of dig back into, you know, CSS and how much it had changed, because for a long time, I was doing things the same way and trying to not really finding anything that was like I wanted to really dig into. But the CSS Grid stuff that he was showing was really, really eye-opening and awesome. So that was a great one. And that's maybe because it wasn't just about WordPress. It was more of a general talk. I do like talks that extend beyond just, you know, the WordPress universe. So that may be why I like that one. Anytime I've seen JJJ, John James Jacoby speak, it's always a great experience. He's just an awesome speaker. And I used to draw pictures of the speakers, and I could go through all of them, and it would probably spark my memory on which ones I got a lot out of. Let me try and do that.
I know I was blessed to have you draw one of my pictures this year when I was.
Oh yeah. Speaking.
Yeah, but I was, and you're like, do you want me to post this on Twitter? I'm like, heck yeah! It's like a badge of honor, Ben Rumi.
Yeah, that was I don't know. I'm sort of, I got to get back on that again. I used to do it like consistently, and then I stopped. I just wasn't as good at keeping up with it. Oh yeah, Mika Epstein was a great talk. I don't know where I saw her speak. It was really early on, maybe one of the first ones I was at, but I drew her. And then, yeah, that was good. I'm just looking at my pictures. They're on my website.
Oh, cool.
If you go to my bendunkle.com, and then you go on blog, and then you go on drawings, you can find a lot of stuff there.
Oh, that's cool. And for anybody who doesn't know, Mika is involved a lot with gatekeeping the plugins and vetting the plugins as a volunteer for WordPress.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that was a good talk. I'm just looking through these.
Well, speaking of good talks, I had the good fortune of sitting in your talk in Hamilton a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, I can't remember if she said it or tweeted it, but I think it was Megan Haynes that was like, I want Ben Dunkel to draw everything that I do too, because mm-hmm. your slides for that show, for that, your slideshow for that talk were all your own hand doodles that you had done.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, so what you had to say was really awesome, but like waiting to see what came up on the next slide that you'd drawn was equally as fascinating.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Thanks. Actually, it's so funny you say that, because like I did that talk back in Rochester in 2018 or 17 even. And then I got I got feedback. One of the people who gave me feedback hated the drawings. Like they thought it was like the silliest, stupidest thing ever, and I should never do any more of them and something. So it's good to hear that you like them. So
You know, there's one person that didn't, and everybody else either liked them or just didn't tell you they did.
Right, exactly. But anyway, that was a really funny one.
That was great. And you had some really good advice for people. And for anybody who wasn't there, it was specifically on WordPress for artists, correct?
Yeah. Yep. It was it was originally WordPress for artists, but then I thought it should be more specific. WordPress for visual artists was right. How I kind of revised it. And it's really for anybody whose primary concern for their website is displaying their artwork or their photography or their images that they've, you know, that they've created and all the different challenges that presents and how that requires a different kind of approach to your website and so on. Yeah.
It's interesting because as a photographer, because I mean, I'm an amateur photographer, you want to be able to display like the best resolution possible, but that kills a website if you're displaying something with the highest resolution possible. And quite honestly, the resolution isn't going to make that big a difference when you're looking at it on a computer, for example, or on a phone.
On a laptop or something. It's not going to have the same impact. And it's probably best that you don't display it in all its glory, because as one person brought up at that last talk, the chances are if somebody downloads your image and tries to print it on a poster and sell it, it's going to look like garbage because that's not the right medium. It hasn't been optimized or the resolution's wrong. And so it's maybe a good thing that you're using low res images, but you still want to make them look good.
So. Yeah. Talk a little bit, and I always call it the wrong name, but talk a little bit about the plugin that you developed specifically for this purpose. I want to call it Shrink Wrap.
Yeah, Shrink Wrap.
Because I always call it Saran Wrap, but I know Saran Wrap's wrong. Yeah.
You can call it that. That'll be a version, like we'll name the next version Saran Wrap after you. So the first time I gave the talk, somebody mentioned shrink wrapping images, and I was like, what's that? And they sent me a link to an article on a blog about how you can take an invisible GIF file, tiny little GIF file, and stretch it, like expand it width and height as big as the image that it's going to be on top of, and then position it so that it's on top of it. And then somebody who tried to right click on your image and save it, or right click on it and copy it, and then paste it into like another program, they would only get the GIF file. So I thought that's kind of tricky. That's nifty, and people might like to be able to do that. It doesn't seem too disingenuous. Like disabling right click is something people generally frown upon, and like watermarks can make your web pages, your pictures not look as good. So I just thought, all right, well, what if I made a plugin out of this? So I have some pretty good PHP skills and some JavaScript skills, but I'm not a superstar by any means. So I had help from some other people at that at that WordCamp. And I think I just spent the entire afternoon at the Happiness Bar with a couple people, and we sort of crafted it out. And then I did a little more work on it, tested it, and then submitted it to the plugin directory. Now it's on there. So Shrinkwrap Images, if you install it, it just, any image that's on your website instantly gets an invisible GIF on top of it, so that people can't right click and download the image. They'd have to take a screenshot or disable JavaScript, and nobody even knows how to do that stuff. No, it's not true.
It's funny. They right click it. They open it. They're like, something's wrong. Right. It's empty.
Yeah. It's nothing. It's nothing. See that? But then they might get mad at you. Like, you know, you tricked me. And then they might send you bad vibes.
It's a free plugin. What are they going to do?
Yeah. Well, the person who's the artist, they might get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody might throw paint on their painting at the next opening. No, but there's a few ideas I have for it. Like, maybe you could right click on it and it would say, like, the image would say a message, like, you know, or the name of the image could be like, stop trying to steal my images, buddy, or something.
I love that.
So go to the thing and give me some feedback.
Yeah, I love that. I'll help you think of a good thing to put on it, because that's fun. That's really funny. And then you also work with students, and I have been fortunate last summer, I think it was last summer, might have been 2 years ago now, that I guess it was 2 years ago, actually, you had WP Campus at Canisius.
Yep.
And I got to be a volunteer there, so I got to attend and take pictures of that day, and that was a lot of fun. And I saw you interacting with some of your students that were there that day, too. Mm-hmm. And I saw, you know, you have some students who have physical disabilities as well, and that you are just adamant about WordPress being accessible for every person of every ability. So that was kind of cool to see your students be able to excel with WordPress because of the way that WordPress has been accessible and hopefully will continue to be.
Yeah, sure. That's what I always think we should, when we have a WordPress meetup, it should be streamed on, you know, something, Google or this, Zoom. So people who can't get there can still participate. So that's a goal I have for the Buffalo meetup, is to just have an open camera. And we've tried that a couple of times and with varying levels of success. Sometimes people hop in that you're like, who the heck is this? And so you have to sort of, we got to figure out how to do that better. But I do want to keep promoting. I think the WordPress in the digital world in general is such a great place for people who are challenged with any kind of disabilities that are physical. They can't move their hands, or they can't, you know, get to places where they need to be. But, you know, in the right setup, you have a computer, you can do a lot of things. So, so we should make that work on getting that better.
Yeah, I agree. That's pretty cool. And that WP Campus has been behind the whole audit of the Gutenberg block editor and has given WordPress a nice path to move forward to make things better. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Anything else you want to mention before I move into our rapid fire questions?
If you want, come to the next WordPress Buffalo meetup. It's going to be first Thursday in July. We're not sure the location, so stay tuned on that. Because we've been bouncing around a couple places for now. But join the meetup. Go to wpbuffalo.com and join the Slack channel. And you can read some notes from our past meetups. And that's about it.
And for our listeners who are around the world, because we have a lot of people in India paying attention now, find your local meetup. Just go to meetup.com and look for WordPress in your local meetup directory too. I mean, you're welcome to come to Buffalo, wherever you are in the world. But if it's not feasible, then find one near you.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, and when you log into your next WordPress site, look over in the upcoming events widget in your dashboard, and you'll see anything that's officially listed. We recently became part of that official list, so that's a good thing.
That's definitely a good thing. People can find you a lot easier. And in Rochester, we have a lot of people coming because they saw it there, which is really cool.
Yeah, last meetup we had one person, maybe at least one person, but the change of venue kind of. It was a good time.
That's awesome. All right, so here are my rapid fire questions. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, so tell me, you know, 2, 3, or 4 what you consider must-have plugins, and when you're teaching a lot, so, you know, this is going to come from an instructor, professor, basically. So tell us, what do you think? What do we have to have on our site?
You definitely need a security site. I think the most important security issue is brute force attempts at the WP admin login screen. And so I like to use as minimal as possible plugins to do just targeted things. So the one I use for that is Loginizer, Loginizer, great plugin. Also, make sure that your website's, and I don't know if there's a plugin to do this, but you've got to have HTTPS, so get a certificate, run your site under a certificate. But then Duplicator has been a great plugin for me to move sites. I'm migrating sites quite a bit from one server to another. I haven't found anything that works as well as Duplicator for that. I usually put Imsanity on my server or my site because it blocks the original images from being uploaded. So you don't have your 20 megabyte raw image getting, not necessarily displayed on your site, but stored in your server space. And that becomes a big mess. And other plugins. I do like Advanced Custom Fields. They've got probably the best support I've ever seen in terms of helping you if you've got issues with the plugin. I really like Contact Form 7. It is a free plugin in one of those very rare plugins that has an extremely huge user base and has absolutely no pro version. I just think that that's amazing that anybody does that. And almost every plugin I install has the upgrade to pro. And there's nothing wrong with that. People have to make money, but it just always amazes me that they can do what they do. So that's a rapid fire plugin list. But WPBuffalo.com's got some more. We've put featured plugins on that website.
Oh, that's good. I actually never looked at that page. I'll have to go take a look later.
Yeah. Give me some recommendations.
I will. I'll be happy to. I know that, for any donations pages, Give.
Right over there. Yeah.
And we have a free version in the WordPress plugin directory too.
That's great.
When you started with WordPress or during your journey with WordPress, have you ever had a mentor that has worked with you? Somebody that you look up to that's given you advice?
Yeah. I think, JJJ has been a mentor for me. Andy Staple, big mentor. Ron Brennan, those guys give me a lot of good feedback. Mika's been a huge mentor for me, but especially with going through the plugin process, but also just getting to see somebody who's really super active on the contribution side, and see how they work. There's so many, I'd have to, if I give me 5 minutes, I'd have, a bazillion for you, but
an arm's length.
yeah, for sure.
Who is somebody in the WordPress community that you admire and why?
Who I really think is amazing? Mel Choice is one of the most active contributors. And the fact that it's mainly focused on design really gives people who are want to get involved, but maybe feel like they're not, code freaks or really great with development or servers and stuff, that it gives them an outlet for them to get involved. So that she's always been somebody that I think is just a great part of the community. So I'd say her.
Yeah, actually, and I'm on the organizing team for WordCamp US this year, and so is Mel. Mm-hmm. And she's on the design team, so she's working on the website and everything, and I'm on the PR communications team. So I've been feeding her a lot of the content. I've been writing content and she's been putting it on, and it's so cool to work together with people who are so amazing at what they do. I mean, everybody at Give, I'm not saying that the people I work with aren't amazing at what they do. They are. It's just really cool in a volunteer way to have people who are so well qualified in their roles as well. I agree. She's a great choice. No pun intended.
Yeah.
That was good. What's something that you want to learn in WordPress that you haven't had an opportunity or haven't tackled yet?
I'm trying to make a theme that follows the theme developer's handbook official kind of guidelines. And so I've been working on that. And I always feel like, I mean, I can make themes no problem, but I'm sure that they're not, they could never go on the
repository.
Yeah. There's just too many things missing, because I really just build them to do exactly what I want them to do. So that's something that I'm trying to learn is the more globally focused theme development approach. That's one thing. And then on the other side of things, I really want to understand the whole JavaScript side of where WordPress is going, or the headless CMS, or the whole static HTML file generated from the, you know, WordPress at WP admin as a independent entity that doesn't necessarily connect to your website. It just is there for you to manage your content. Using it outside of the box that way is something I'm really curious about. So try to spend a little more time studying up on that.
Talking about the theme development, one of the most fun sessions I've sat in at a WordCamp was you and Andy Staple doing a building a theme in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's entertaining for sure, because nothing ever goes exactly like you want it to. I think once you or he referred to it as, oh, you like that circus show. Mm-hmm. That was kind of fun too. But it was really, you had everybody like glued to the screen watching you develop this simple theme, of course, but showing people that it can be done. So what inspired you guys to do that?
Well, we both make themes, and we share a lot of the same like approaches to how a theme should be built. But on the other hand, we both do things our own way. And then we both, in fun, criticize each other when we think the other person's doing something wrong. So when you get us together trying to make a theme, all that stuff comes out. So like the stuff we really think is important comes across really well. And then if I do something and Andy's, and you'll just say, well, like, why the heck are you, don't do that. Just move, let me take over. Or I'll say, nice going there. Like, did you not see that missing quote or something? So it's kind of like we banter back and forth about the way each other works, but it makes for pretty entertaining stuff, I guess.
It's a little Laurel and Hardy-ish, I'm not gonna lie. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. We'll do another one soon.
And if anybody wants to, I think that you did that at WordCamp Pittsburgh. Yeah. So if you go to wordpress.tv and look up Pittsburgh 2017, you're gonna find
that
version. Yeah, a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. What's one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you've ever made, and what did you learn from it?
Biggest WordPress mistakes I've ever made was, it was a student who was making a website, and the student graduated, and so the website wasn't quite done yet, and there were some major security flaws with it. But when graduation comes, it's like people just, they're done. It's almost like the same idea with the website. They don't want to even think about anything. They want to just start fresh. And that was her approach. And I should have been more following up on how far she'd gotten, but we left some bad holes in the site. And so the server got, immediately attacked. And so then getting the repercussions of that in terms of fixing up that site, but also other sites on that server, were like a real, real eye opener for me about security. Anyway, it wasn't her fault. I mean, she knew, and she, when we were finishing up, she's like, I'm not going to be able to, close these doors. You know that, right? And I was like, oh yeah, I'll take care of it. You just go sail off into the sunset and it'll be fine. She'd done all of her research with it. And so it was mainly form based, and, people, anytime you have forms, I mean, forms are like, it's like if you cut yourself, that's a form. That's like a text field. You got to put Band-Aid on it, or you got to disinfect it. If you let that thing just sit there and fester, you're going to get sick. You're going to get infected. So forms are holes in your website you have to close up, monitor somebody.
Yeah. nobody so far has said, well, I made mistakes, but I didn't learn anything. We all learned definitely from those WordPress mistakes.
Yeah.
Big time. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
I think it was probably when I was at WordCamp US and Matt Mulwig, you know, we got a big crowd and he gave me a shout out for making the icon. So he's like, stand up. So I stood up and everybody clapped and cheered and, you know, I felt like a superstar. So that was my one minute of fame, or 30 seconds.
That's awesome.
You can go to WordCamp TV and search for that.
That's right. You can see that too, because it'll be on the State of the Word, right?
Yeah. State of the Word. Yeah.
That's awesome. You are a rock star. You are a shining star in the WordPress, at least the local WordPress community.
I don't like to feel like that, because honestly, the people that are rock stars are the people that are there grinding on it. And there's so many people that do that all day long, all week long. They just
but as far as like being part of the community, I've had issues before with sites that I was tearing my hair out, and you've solved them for me. That's a rockstar move.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, well, you're a rockstar. I mean, in that case, you know so many people. So
I try.
Yeah, we're rocks. Yeah.
We can all be rockstars.
Yeah. WordPress rockstars.
We should. WP rockstars. I bet somebody already bought it. Yeah, if not, they will now.
Really?
If you
site available for $1,000.
That's right. If you want that, Michelle, I can sell it back to you. Yeah. If you weren't doing the jobs that you do now, so you work in web, you're an instructor, you're an artist. If you weren't doing those jobs, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
Maybe like, I like motor scooters, but maybe building motor scooters and fixing them up.
That's cool.
Maybe like refurbishing old things. Yeah. Yeah. I have a Vespa, but it needs a lot of work, but I don't really have time to work on it. But I like doing that stuff. Probably like play a lot of video games like chess, or I play Fortnite now. I've been like addicted to that game and I suck at it, but somehow got into my head. Usually like I get really so into something that I don't know what it would be, because I'm already into so many other things. So definitely something would come up.
That's cool. Yeah. What's something on your bucket list?
Oh man, bucket list. Let me think. I want to go to Peru.
Oh, okay.
I just saw, maybe it was on a cooking show, but it looks like the most beautiful place. So maybe Peru.
Llamas and alpacas in Peru, I think, right?
Yeah, right. It just seems like it's got like every climate. It's got like jungles and deserts and mountains, and like that sounds pretty amazing. But that's a travel thing. In terms of the bucket list or to do something.
A lot of people say travel is on their bucket list.
Yeah, maybe that. I'm not really big on traveling, like the process of it, but when I'm there, I love it. But I just... Yeah.
Getting there sucks, but being there is awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know how that feels. And last, show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents. So something that the WordPress community might not know about you.
Sure. Well, there's like chess, but that's not hidden, is it? I tell everybody that.
Well, I didn't know about it until today.
Yeah. But yeah, but I can't really show you that. I have to get like a chessboard out and get one of my kids to come play me. Let me think about that for a little longer and get back to you. I can't.
my very first guest, Allie Nimmons, told us that her secret talent is being able to shop without a list and know exactly how much she's spending. And if she's got a budget, know what she has to put back at the end. So you don't have to show us. You can tell us about it.
Oh, okay.
I know. I'm like, I wish I had that talent.
Yeah, right.
Calculator.
Yeah. Shoot. Man, wish I had known. I wish I would have such a good one to say, but I can't think of it. Cooking. I'm pretty good at cooking.
Oh, that's
like,
good.
I can cook like, I have like three things that I can cook really well. Like I can make chicken wings really good. I can make pretty good it's like fried rice stuff. And so yeah, I like cooking, but that's not very exciting.
I don't know. It is for people like me who don't cook.
Yeah, but I'm right. But you know, I don't like cook for like a lot of people, I'll just cook for my kids or my family and stuff. But now, once in a while, I'll have friends over and I'll try and go all out with the cooking, and I usually get some pretty good feedback.
That's awesome.
Sometimes, but sometimes I know it sucks. I'm a hack, but I like it.
And to wrap it up, because I actually have somebody coming on the show in another 6 minutes and they might buzz in before we're done. Tell us how people can find you online. So how are they going to find you on your social and your website?
BenDunkel.com. I'm on Instagram. Instagram is probably the most common. I don't do a lot of Twitter or Facebook. Instagram is DMAPROF, DMA Prof. Like the program I'm in is Digital Media Arts at Canisius College. So I'm a professor there. So it's DMA Prof. Somebody else took my favorite, which is Empire of Light. That's the one I use on Twitter. And I'm also Empire of Light on WordPress.org. So you can get me there too.
Awesome. And we'll put all of those in the post too, so people will be able to click through for this. Ooh. Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show today. Any last words?
Let's get to Buffalo and come to the next WordPress event. And we'll be able to chat live.
Sounds good. Awesome. Well, I know I look forward to seeing you at the next thing we're together at, and appreciate you being here today, and appreciate you with all the things you've helped me with over the years and all the contributions that you've given to WordPress.
Oh, thank you too.
Thanks, Ben.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.